I come to Emmanuel Baptist Church. I love all of you. Glad, love you and everything. But I come to Emmanuel Baptist Church. Thank God for the music. I come for the great preaching. Amen. And so I really don't want to preach. Amen. I want somebody else to preach. Amen. We should have Clarence up here or Bob or somebody who could really preach. Amen. So I'm going to do the best I can do. You turn to Jeremiah chapter 23. We'll start there. We'll move a few times. And y'all bear with me. Amen. If you're taking notes, point number one is going to be beginning. Point number two is going to be blessed. And point number three is going to be babies. Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to preach on marriage tonight. Amen. But you're going to be shocked when you see what we're going to do here. Amen. Now, I'm going to put some acrostic up here. I want you to look at it when you get a chance as you're turning your pages and so forth. Don't call out. But somebody tell me if they know what it means when I ask you in a few minutes. Okay. Anybody know what that stands for already? Probably none of us would. L-G-B-T. Joan couldn't see it. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's read, and if you can stand, we'll read four verses, selected texts out of Jeremiah 23. Amen. We'll come back to it in a second. I'll leave it up there and give you time. I'm not surprised none of you know what it means, amen? When I tell you, you will be shocked. They are a political advocacy group, and they're very powerful. Verse 1, Jeremiah 23, verse 1. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Skip down with me, if you would, to verse 21. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Amen. Verse 29. Is not my word like a fire? Like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Let us pray. Father, once again, we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that Jesus would be uplifted and glorified tonight. Anoint my lips, help me from on high, dear Heavenly Father. Touch hearts and change lives, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for Emmanuel Baptist Church. I thank you that is a salt and a light. I thank you you've moved us from one building to another, and we didn't even know it was going to all happen, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you how you've worked in our lives, dear Lord, and how you're carrying this ministry forward. I pray for our pastor. I pray for our pastor emeritus, dear Heavenly Father, and I pray for this great congregation of your servants, your people. Help me be a blessing to them. In Christ's name, amen. Please be seated. I like to move around. I don't like this thing on my ear, so y'all, if I seem weird with it on, I always feel like it's a booger or something hanging down here. Amen. I know that's not dignified to say that, but that's what it seems like to me. Amen. I told you, y'all should have Bob preach instead of me. Amen. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Amen. You know what the problem is in America now today? Poor preaching. Amen. Just plain flat out, poor preaching. They're not even preaching the word of God. I had men in the class today, and you could have heard a pin drop. I preached on marriage, and you would think, now here's a bunch of men who are criminals. Some of them are going to be in jail for a long time. Some of them this, that, and the other. I mean, it's amazing. And they're sitting, and they're listening, and you could hear a pin drop. You can see the conviction on their face. And most of them, if you ask them, you say, did you go to church when you're on the street? And when you start out and you ask them, are you saved? They all raise their hand and say they're saved. How can you be saved and you're doing all these things? You've been in jail 4, 5, 6, 7 times. I'm not going to preach on jail tonight, but you know, you think, this guy grew up in church. He has no idea what the Bible says about having a biblical marriage. Amen? The problem in the country, by the way, I didn't give you the title. The title of the message is The Root of the Problem. Why is the jailhouse full? Why is this all going on? Why is this happening to us? Now, when I tell you what that acrostic means in a second, you're going to be more shocked than when I'm talking about the jailhouse. Turn over, if you would, with me, okay? Verse 21. I have not sent these prophets, or I have not sent these preachers, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. They preached. Lo and behold, you know what the Bible says? There's nothing new under the sun. Amen. There were corrupt preachers back then, and there's corrupt preachers now today. Amen. There's people that are taking the Bible and they're taking it and twisting it and letting it mean what they want it to mean. Amen? Instead of just saying what it says. Sometimes I ask them, can you all see what I'm talking about in the Bible? I was in Mecklenburg County Jail last night. I wasn't preaching on marriage, and somehow or another the men brought it by asking questions. Now, when I preach, I call it preach teaching. I'm preaching, but I'll stop, and I won't stop. They'll raise their hand and ask the question. They're not in a congregation like this. They don't know all these etiquette things. They'll raise a question. Explain this to me. Tell me, answer this for me, and so forth. Amen? And by the way, I like it when I tell them it's okay to do that. I'd rather for you get the information from me and understand what God has to say. Amen? You know what the truth of the matter is? None of us have nothing to offer anybody except for what thus saith the Lord. Amen? But this is some powerful stuff. Amen? Did you see what he said in verse 22? Watch with me if you would. Amen? And I know I'm going through this fast. This is just the introduction. But if they had stood in my counsel. He's talking about these jackleg preachers. Amen? If they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words. You know what? They ran and they went all over the place teaching their false doctrine. He said, you know what? If you had just told them the truth. Last night, four men raised their hand to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. During the daytime, three or four more did. Today, five did in the service that we were in. Yeah, I'm like, this is unbelievable. In one of those facilities, I kept track of how many professions of faith we're having. In one facility, to date, we've already had 200 professions of faith. Isn't that amazing? I'm one guy. But you know, I'm preaching to people that they've never sat in a church like this. They've never had anybody. By the way, I thank God for this. They want the King James Bible. Amen. That's what the preacher uses. They want the King James Bible. Amen. I'll do it all day long. Amen. King's been around 400 years. Why do you want one of these phony Bibles? Amen. Verse 22. But if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, then should they have turned them from their evil way. You know what God is saying right there? This is apostate Israel. Jeremiah preaching, as far as I can tell, really no one. There was no repentance. There was no turning. Jeremiah, God is saying, you know what? If all these preachers had got together and preached the word of God, the people would have repented. They would have got right. Amen. They would have repented in sackcloth and ashes. They would have got right. It would have been like Jonah in Nineveh. Amen. There would have been some turning. That's what God is telling us here. If you'll just preach the truth. Amen. How many of y'all watch the local news? Anybody? Amen. Yeah, I figured you. Not too many. Amen. Really, is that an accurate count? Maybe three or four people. Back on March the 2nd of 2015, about 16 days ago, the Charlotte City Council had a vote. You know what they voted on, amen? They voted on whether or not Emmanuel Baptist Church on their bathroom doors could have male and female. In other words, we don't want male and female on the door. See, let me write it down for you. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. I spelled it wrong. I got it close. You guys got the idea. These people right here, according to the Charlotte City Council, the transgender ones, are being discriminated against. Why? See, now transgender means, I'm trying to be gentle here, anatomically, you may be a female, but inside you feel like you're a male today. I don't want you, society, the city, the culture, to tell me which bathroom I can go to. In fact, I don't want it on the locker rooms either. I don't want male and female locker rooms. I don't want male and female bathrooms. This is the second time this group, LGBT, has brought this before the city. Remember, 38 states, including North Carolina, voted against gay marriage. Amen? And thank God we did. Just remember Sodom and Gomorrah. God, you know what? We're no more. America's no greater than Sodom and Gomorrah. If God got Sodom and Gomorrah in the city of the plain, you think he's not going to get us? What is it? Romans 1:20. But when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, but became vain in their imaginations and served the creature rather than the creator. Amen? And God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Amen. Well, there was, they let 200 people speak that were, can you believe there was 200 people that were for this? I mean, it was, they had protest signs. They were, quit discriminating. You're being mean, you hateful Christians. And then there was 200 people that were against it. By the way, for all you ladies, over half of those people were women. Amen. Every mother does not want their children to have to go in the bathroom and be afraid that somebody of another, amen? This stuff is so far out. You know what? I saw this years ago, and I thought, those are just a bunch of crazy people. Nobody will listen to them, amen? Well, the city council of Charlotte, and by the way, there's other cities. We were in California, and we went into a gas station. We had stopped. We drove out there, and we all went. We said, where's the bathroom? He said, right down there. So we kept walking up and down the hallway. Where's the bathroom? He said, right there. You're standing in front. I said, there's no sign on the door. He says, oh, it's just, it's just a bathroom. Amen. Whoever wants to go. So the girls and the boys use the same bathroom. Amen. I stood out the door while she went in. I said, I don't know what they're doing, but I'm not. This is so far out. Amen. I mean, this is psychotic. Remember, we're not going to go in there. I don't want to preach on homosexuality and all that stuff tonight. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. A disapproved, reprobate means disapproved, amen? You wonder why they come up with some of the strange, crazy thinking. Common sense tells you that males and females cannot go in the same bathroom, amen? Common sense tells you they cannot be in the same locker room. Y'all think I'm crazy. There's a United States soldier right now, a male. He got in the military. Now, gays weren't allowed in the military when I was in the military, nor when you were in there. Am I right, Barry? No, and they would have got a GI shower if they ever were in there, amen? That, y'all don't need to know what that is, all right, but... He dressed up in a miniskirt, a blonde wig, stiletto heels, and was going out of the barracks. This is a male barracks. He says, well, I'm not just gay, I'm transgender. Today I want to be female. Tomorrow I might want to be male. Amen? Do you see what he's talking about when he said the preacher's here? Amen? I told you that 200 people stood up against it and 200 stood up for it. About 40 of the people that stood up for it were preachers. 40 preachers, not exactly, but approximately 40 preachers. Yes, we're discriminating against them. We shouldn't do this to them. We're abusing them. These people make up 2%, 2-3% of the United States population, not Charlotte, but the whole country. At the most, they make up somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 9 million people in the whole country. We're going to change everything for everybody else just for these people that are confused and can't figure out what gender they are. Amen? There was a fundamental Baptist preacher that was there that spoke. His name's Steve Triplett. I went to his church when we were on deputation. He's on the north side of Charlotte. Amen? Ray Workman, you know him. I see your head shaking. Amen? Steve got up and sang a song about barnyard animals. He said, even the mares and the cows and the pigs and the hogs know who should go with who, amen? And then he offered the CD to the city council, amen? You have to know Steve Triplett. Steve's older than I am, all right, amen? I ain't got nothing on Steve, all right? Forgive me for my grammar, amen? You know what? You brought me 3 markers. You didn't bring me anything to wipe it off with, amen? Does anybody got anything? Amen. Paper towel. Thank you, brother. I appreciate his help. I wanted to tell you about one more group. Understand something. These people have a parade. The last 3 years, they have had a parade in Charlotte. Gay pride. You ought to be ashamed to be gay. Amen. I have worked as a nurse for 16 years before I started doing ministry full time. Trust me, I've had patients that were gay, and it was directly related to their perverse way of lifestyle. Amen. Understand something. Gay people die 20 to 30, gay males die 20 to 30 years earlier than somebody like me. Amen. I want to tell you about one other group. These people are active. They're giving money. Oh, I didn't tell y'all what the vote was. Thank you. They were afraid. It was going to pass. It was going to pass. And in Mecklenburg County and city, in Charlotte city limits, all the signs for male and female would have disappeared. There's 13 city council members. I don't know why. The vote was 6-5. In 92, it was 7-4. Amen. For the last 3 years, they've had Gay Pride March or, well, Gay Pride. Amen. You know what I'm going to do? It's 16 August 2013. They got a website. It's beautiful. It's magnificent. And they tell you how all us straight people, all right, and especially evil Christians, all right, the people that made this country what it is, how they're abusing them, all right. On the 15th and 16th of August, Center City, Charlotte, they're going to have another Gay Pride March. They call us protesters and they had another word, but it's very negative to us, amen. They don't say people that, you know, are for the way we've always been in this country. Amen? And all of a sudden now we're going to change. We're the bad people, and they're the good people. We're abusing and oppressing them. Amen? Well, what time is it? We won't go on with that. Let's go back to the Bible. Amen? That's real. That's happening right here in your community. Amen? The solution to this thing, and we'll go through the Bible right now, amen. Turn over to, no, we'll stay right here for one more verse. Verse 29, amen. Is not my word like as a fire, amen, saith the Lord, and like a hammer, and breaketh the rock in pieces. You know what we need to do? We need to go down there, Matthew 28. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, amen. We need to go down there with the gospel. We need to go down there with some gospel tracts, and we need to pass them out, amen. Because truly, now let me tell you what we did. I told you Steve Triplett's churches out here. Everybody here. How many of y'all remember Every Nation Baptist Church? Ambassador guy is the pastor of the church. It's right there in the center of the city. Some of y'all remember when we went down there and we passed out tracts with him and did visitation with him. When he told us about the area, that he said at one time there were many fundamental Baptist churches in this area. He said, but in the 70s and 80s, they all left the city and went to the outskirts. Amen? This message is about marriage, but it's also really about soul winning, amen? When we left, when Bible-believing Christians left everything inside the beltway, pretty much, there was only darkness left, amen? There was only darkness. There was no light anymore, and I'm talking about the light of the gospel of the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? There was no truth. And now, these people have access to over 500,000 people in Charlotte, North Carolina. By the way, think about this. There were equal number of people against it as for it. But the vote, amen, they barely stopped it. By the way, two of the people that voted against it, they said the reason we're voting against it is not because we're not for it. We think we should get rid of male and female. We're against it because it doesn't go far enough. Amen. How much further could you go? Amen. How much further could you go? Women were livid. Every woman with children down there were just, are you crazy? By the way, let me throw this in there. About 10 days ago, Regal Movie Cinema in Gastonia, North Carolina. There was a 9-year-old boy that went to the bathroom by himself, to the male bathroom. And guess what happened? A 16 or 17-year-old boy went in there and assaulted him sexually. I'm trying not to be graphic, okay? Now, if you got rid of male and female, what would happen to your little girl when she went to the bathroom and you weren't there with her? Amen? This is what happens when we leave the culture. Amen? All that has to happen for evil men to prosper is for good men to stand by and do nothing. Or in this case, evacuate the area. Oh, my house value is going down. I got to run. I got to go out to the suburbs. No, I need to stay right where I am. Amen? This is where God has put me at. And by God, this is where we'll stand and we'll keep on preaching and we'll keep on teaching and we'll keep on standing for Christ. Amen? You think that's sickening. So when I'm reading the article on the internet, you can just Google it about what happened down there in Charlotte. Amen? NAMBLA. Does anybody know what NAMBLA is? I'm not going to write it all out. I'm not going to spend a lot of time with this. I want to get to the rest of the message. North American, listen to this now, Man-Boy Love Association. Does anybody understand what that means? Somebody tell me, what do you think that means? Oh, come on, somebody can talk. We got 75 people in here. Yes, ma'am. It's called pedophilia. They believe it's okay for a guy my age to go with a boy 11 to 13 years old. This is also a political advocacy group, and they've met with President Obama. These people regularly meet. Some of them are actually in his administration. We elected these people. Amen. They faked this out and acted like they were normal, and then they got in there and started doing all this weird stuff. Now, in Charlotte, they don't fake you out. They tell you point blank, I'm a radical left-wing liberal. Amen. See, now, somebody say, don't get into politics. I'm not getting into politics. This is about Bible. Amen. This is about Bible. This is about children. Amen. God gave children mama and daddy to protect them. Amen. And in more ways than one. Amen. All of these groups were for let's get rid of the signs. I wonder why some pervert like this wants to get rid of the signs on the bathroom of male and female. Amen. I wonder why he wants to do that. Up in Virginia, when I was doing ministry up there, they've got a whole prison of nothing but sexual offenders that would fall into this category right here. They had so many of them, they had to make a prison with just them in there. Why? The other inmates in the other prisons would kill them. They were afraid the inmates would kill them because of how perverse they are, to think that you would go and do something like that to a child. And now, I need to tell you this. Some of these guys are doctors, lawyers. One of them was a pediatrician. He's up in Salisbury. His name was in there. By the way, he's had a sex change. He's not a he, he's a she now. Amen? We need the power of the Word of God. Amen? We don't need to get angry. We don't need to get mad. I know I'm a very excitable type person, so don't get upset with me. Amen? That's just the way I am. Amen? But we need to get the Word of God out. That's what breaks down. He said, is not my Word like a fire, and saith the Lord, and like a hammer? It'll break down these crazy thinking, amen, and this wild outlandish. Who in the world would even let them come into their building to talk, amen? Turn over to Matthew chapter 19. Point number one, beginnings, amen. 19 and verse 3, amen. I appreciate y'all listening to me. I forgive you. I wish y'all had a good preacher tonight. Verse 3, the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, amen. And saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? There's no need for either one of these things to be up there, amen? I made a male and female, and it's obvious that men go with women and women go with men, amen? This is ludicrous. It's so insane. I don't even know what words to use for it. I sat in the prison on Sunday morning preaching, and the nurse comes in. And you had these people that are 20 and 30 years old going to the nurse. I said, and so these are the men that are in the church service that morning. I said, fellas, what are y'all going over there to get from the nurse? Y'all all young. Y'all can't need blood pressure medicine and diabetes and all that. You're not old. You don't need arthritis medicine. What are y'all? Oh, and they're getting Prozac, Xanax, Ativan, Klonopin, all these things for mental illness. Amen. I've got anxiety problems. I can't deal with life. When you get saved and you live for God, you get peace that passeth all understanding. Amen. Neither one of my wife or I have never taken any of those drugs. I'm not saying there's something wrong with it. I'm not saying there might not come a time where I might need something in a transitional period. Amen. But to think that somebody, they're 20 years old and they're so troubled by life. I cannot cope with what's going on in life. I've got to have Klonopin. I've got to have Ativan. I've got to zone out. So now the government is giving me free drugs. Marijuana. Now, well, we had alcohol. Now we got marijuana. That's legal. And now we got doctors handing out drugs. When I was a nurse working in prison, and a young man could not control himself. Now, what I mean by control itself is the officer would say, Johnny, go over there and sit down. We'll deal with you in a second. Man, I ain't doing what you said. I do whatever I want to do. Arr, 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 arr. So all the officers come jump on him. They handcuff him, shackle him by his legs, and they take him and throw him in a tank. They take all his clothes off of him, and they leave him in there with a concrete slab and a stainless steel toilet. Why? Johnny is out of his mind. Amen? Johnny has never obeyed anybody. And neither have these people. Amen? You're not going to tell me what to do. The transit, you can't tell me just because anatomically I'm a male. I'll do whatever I want to do. Amen? I believe there is a God in heaven. Amen? And I believe he's still on the throne. Amen? And I believe one day you're going to, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. You will do what I say, Johnny. Amen? Jesus is gently here in verse 3. He's saying to him, you know, they're tempting him with the divorce issue here. And here we're being tempted with, you know what, you're mean. You know what, the world likes science. Amen? Amen? Creation is nonsense. It's just fantasy. That's just something you read out of. They believe in science. They don't believe in faith. Okay, all right, let's give it to them. I got news for you. Scientifically, homosexuality is unnatural. Amen? It is... I can't get graphic here, amen? It is unnatural to perform sex the way that they have sex. Do we all understand what I'm saying without me getting any more blunter, amen? That is just perverse. It is foul. It is vile. It is wicked. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. I cannot say that enough, amen? No one, that part of your anatomy is not made for what they're doing with it, amen? That is not what God created man for, amen? Verse 3 again. So the tempting here is, oh, you're discriminating against us. Nobody on our side will stand up and say, you're defying science. You're defying evolution if you want to go with evolution instead of creation. Amen? Because obviously, no man should do what you're doing and call that love. Amen? By the way, think about that. You don't want me to love who I love. Are all forms of love equal? How many of y'all believe all forms of love are equal? How many of y'all believe all forms of love are not equal? Amen? Some of y'all didn't vote at all. Amen? Vote for me. Amen? How many of y'all believe all forms of love are not equal? Amen? I raise my hand here. Amen? Understand something. It is abnormal for me, a 56-year-old man, to go with a 14-year-old girl. Amen? I don't care how much I say I'm in love. It's abnormal for me, a 56-year-old man, to go with any other male, no matter what age they are. Amen? And you can sit up there and tell me you love me all day long. It's perversion. Amen? Verse 4, and he answered and said unto them, see what Jesus did, amen? He's so nice. He knows they're he knows they're really asking him for the wrong reason. Remember what I said a little while ago? I'm going to go down there and pass out tracts on the 15th and 16th of August, 2015. I hope somebody will go with me. Jim, you going to go with me? Amen. I knew you would. I said, if anybody will go, Jim Bishop will go, amen. I'm going to go down there and we're going to pass out tracts. We may even have us a sign. I don't know, but we're at least going to pass out God. And on the back of them is going to have Emmanuel Baptist Church, amen. And we're going to speak the truth in love like Christ did. Amen? We're not going to turn over to Ephesians 4:15, but he says, speak the truth, but speak the truth in love. Amen? What did he say to him? Have ye not read? You know, he's trying to be nice to him. He knows they're doing this. They're really lying. It's deceptive what they're doing. They're trying to catch him in his work. But here God has given us a pattern to follow. Amen? Have ye not read? The Bible says, amen? God created marriage. Amen? You know what? Because she and I loved each other. She's been married, but she's been pregnant 4 times, 2 live births. She miscarried twice. Amen. The last time she miscarried, she was further along. She lost the baby. Me and her were wondering. She wasn't supposed to be able to get pregnant. She didn't mind me telling you all this. Amen. It's just part of life. Me and her were saying, I wonder why God did that. I don't understand this. The doctor said you couldn't get pregnant. Why did God? We didn't ask God for it. We lost that baby. And 3 months later, my sister gave birth to Taylor and Tyler. And then she fell down face dead. 22 days later, she just fell down face dead. Andrew was there helping her postpartum. She said, I did CPR. I did everything. I couldn't get anything. EMS came. They couldn't get it. She was just dead. God loves children so much. My sister loved those children. He gave them to us. And we raised them for Christ. Amen. Every day. Except for Wednesdays and Sundays, we try to read the Bible with them. Amen. Every day, we tell them we love them. Every day, we pray for them. We pray for Monique and Jonathan, too. Amen. And you know what? We on purpose didn't tell anybody they were adopted. Not adopted. We legally took custody of them. We didn't adopt them. We didn't tell anybody because we didn't want them or anyone else to think they're second-class citizens. Amen. No, they're first-class citizens. Amen. Why? They're created in the image of God. That's why they're first. Not because they're mine, not because they're my dad's, because they're created in the image of God. And every human life in God's eyes is valuable. Amen? Have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? Amen? Key word there. Have ye not read? How about let's go to the book and get some information? Amen? And then I need to go to one more point here. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here. We're going to move along. Beginning. In a second, we'll turn over to Genesis chapter 1. And you know what? He created and he instituted marriage there. Amen? Boy, you know what? Turn to Hebrews 13 for me, if you would. Amen? Because we're running short on time, we'll go to Hebrews 13, then we'll go to Genesis. Amen? I'm going to skip a little bit. I hope y'all don't mind. Hebrews 13, 4. Amen? When you get there, say amen for me so I know you're there. Amen? All right, y'all going slow. Brother Carpenter's already there. He's going, what's taking these people so long? Come on now, amen. I like being in here in a fundamental Baptist church. You know, when you're in prison, it might take them 5 minutes to find one verse, amen. John 3:16. Where'd I go for that, amen? Verse 4, amen. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, amen. Whoremongers and adulterers I will judge. Marriage is honorable in all. And another way to say that, we ought to honor marriage, amen. Here's Jesus, here's God, and here's marriage right under. Marriage is honorable, and we ought to honor it. And marriage, by the way, they can get married all they want to. Them judges in black robes can say that it's okay for a male and a male to get married and a female and a female. But up in heaven, that stuff isn't recognized, and it'll never be recognized here. Amen? Why? Because my God doesn't recognize it. Amen? Marriage ought to be honored. Amen? Marriage ought to be revered as a sacred union between a man and a woman. It is a form of worship. It's the only form of worship we can do. We're just a brother and a sister in Christ. We have to be saved first to do it. Amen? And then we say those vows, better or worse, rich or poor, sickness and health, to death do us part. So help me God. Amen? Marriage is honorable. And God said we ought to honor marriage. Turn with me, if you would, to Genesis. I'm going faster because we only got about 10 minutes. I don't want to keep y'all all night. Amen? I'm leaving out a few things. I hope y'all don't mind. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. I just want to review it with you. I know y'all know it already. But do you see what's happening? Because nobody is speaking up. Nobody is hollering. Nobody is yelling from this. Nobody's being a Jonah walking through there. In 8 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. In 8 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. Amen. They did repent because of the power of the word of God. It amazes me when I go into a prison with murderers, killers, and all kinds of other stuff, drug dealers, people that got, they ground their teeth down and put gold across here, all right? That's their grill, amen? That's cool. They got tattoos all over their body, amen? And you'll pull out this book and start preaching, thus saith the Lord, and their mouths will just drop, and you could hear a pin drop in there. That's the power of the word of God, amen? Verse 27, so God created man in his image, and in the image of God created he him. Male and female created him. You know what? They keep saying there's nothing in the Bible about this, but God keeps talking about male and female. Amen? Verse 28, and this is point number two, blessed. It is blessed. God's blessing is on this thing. You know what? Neither one of us grew up in a Christian home. We didn't know nothing about marriage. Amen? We just said, you know what? Let's get married. She was 20. I was 22. I said, let's just get married and we'll just do what this crazy book called the Bible says and we'll see how it works. Amen. Well, it's been 34 years now and it's still working. Amen. 52 years. Amen. Howard, how long? 60 something? 60? Amen. It's still working. Amen. Barry, how long? 32 years. Amen. Same number. Amen. Joan? 26, amen. You got to catch up. Come on, get busy here, girl. Amen. But I want us to see that word there. God blessed this union, amen. God did not bless this stuff right here. You wouldn't have to come see me if you weren't doing what you're doing, amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? You wouldn't have to come see a hospital. I've had to send people for surgery because of the kind of stuff that they're doing, amen. Instead of honoring their body, the temple of the Holy Ghost, they're dishonored, and it's tore apart. One man came to see me, and he couldn't even tell me what was wrong. He just showed me what was wrong. I said, I can't fix that, and neither can the doctor. I'll arrange for you to see the surgeon. I segregated him from the rest of the inmates and put him in segregation, medical segregation, which is still segregation. They let him keep his clothes, though, amen? And I'm thinking, why would anybody do these things to their bodies? Amen? I cannot tell you, half the men on the camp had some form of an STD, and I had to treat him for it. Half the men, half of them. She works in public health with women, and the stories are just unbelievable. Why is this happening? We've got away from the Word of God. Amen. We need to get busy. This isn't their fault. They're ignorant. We need to get busy. Amen. By the way, if you go tell them and they say no, hey, I did my job. Amen. My job is just to tell you. Amen. And I know the Holy Ghost is working. Amen. I know He's convicting you of what's going on. Amen. Point number one was beginnings. Point number two is blessed. Turn with me to 224 before we turn. Amen. Genesis 224. If you're there, say amen for me. Should have just had to turn one page. At least in my Ryrie Study Bible, it's one page. 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. She and I are no longer two people. We're one person. Amen. We're a team. We're united in Jesus Christ. Amen. This marriage is not about her. It's not about me. It's really not about those children. It's about Him. Amen. That's what it ought to be. Amen. This church ought to not be about you. It ought not be about me. It ought not be about the pastor. It ought to be about Him. Amen. And He ought to be getting all the glory and honor from what we're doing. Amen. You know what? Don't get mad at me. Don't worry. She's not mad at me either. Amen. You know what? I love God more than I love her. Amen. I love God more than I love those children. You know what? As long as I keep my eyes on Him, she and I will be all right. Amen. As long as she keeps her eyes on Him, she'll be all right. Amen. We'll keep on going. You know what? One day at a time. I'd like to tell you it's all been brown sugar and more brown sugar. Amen. But every now and again, there's some vinegar gets in there. Amen. But oh, Jesus, He'll take care of that too. Amen. God instituted marriage here. Amen. Marriage is the solution. And telling about people about marriage. Amen. I'm amazed at how the men have responded to that teaching. Now, point number one was beginnings. Point number two is bless. Turn with me, if you would, to Malachi chapter 2. Point number three is babies. Amen. You know what God wanted to see? Did you see what He said? He said it numerous times. Be fruitful and multiply. He's not talking to the unsaved people when He said that. He's talking to us. He's talking to Emmanuel Baptist Church. He's talking to Bible-believing Christians. Amen. Be fruitful and multiply. He over and over, He says that. He's never talking to the sodomites. Amen. He's never talking to the Antichrist group. Amen. He's talking to those of us who believe. Amen. Be fruitful and multiply. Verse 14. Malachi is, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, he's rebuking the priesthood. Chapter 2, verse 14. Yet ye say, the priest, wherefore? In other words, God, why are you mad at us? Why are you taking your hand of blessing and this, that, and the other off of us? Watch what he talks about here. Wherefore, because the Lord hath been witness between thee and what? The wife of thy youth. I mean, the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt, watch this, treacherously. See, remember, the Jewish males could divorce the woman. The woman couldn't divorce the male. The men wait till she get about 40 years old, and well, you know, everything isn't what it used to be. Amen. We're just moving along here in life. You know what? I'm going to trade you in. I'm going to get me a 20-year-old model. Amen. I might even get a 15-year-old model. He said, you've drunk treacherously. Do you see what God said about it? You ever thought about this? No matter how unfaithful we are to God, God is never unfaithful to us. Amen. Don't anybody raise your hand. You ever been backslidden? It might have been months. It might have been weeks. It might have been years. And you went back to God. And you got down on your knees and said, God. And He said, sure, son, come on in. Amen. Come on in. You remember the prodigal son? He had been standing there looking down the road. His eyes were bloodshot and water was. The daddy was looking down the road. And that daddy is a symbolic of God the Father. He's looking down that long, dusty trail looking for you. Is my boy coming home today? Will today be the day? God never, ever says no to us. He never, ever. You see what I'm saying? He's always got open arms. Come. What did Peter say to him when he got out of the boat? He said, Lord, bid me to come so I can walk to the water. And what did Jesus say? Come. Just one more. Come. My arms are wide open to you. Peter was fine as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. Amen. She and I'll be fine. They'll be fine. They'll be fine as long as they keep their eyes. Amen. Thank God for this blessed relationship. I'm not done yet in this verse here. Y'all bear with me. Amen. Treacherously. Now watch this. After treacherously. Yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant. There we go again. Better or worse, rich or poor, sickness, to death do us part. Forsaking all others and rendering due benevolence. Amen. What does he say in 15? It did not he make one. See, here's the reason why he made this institution of marriage, or one of the main reasons for it. Amen. And did not he make one, did not he make us one flesh, amen? One team, one unit, amen? Yet had he the residue of the Spirit, and wherefore one? Wherefore one? Why did he make us one? Watch this. That he might seek a godly seed, amen? You know what? Taylor and Tyler are what they are today. Clarence and Mac are what they are today, amen? Because of Clarence and Mrs. Clarence, amen? Mac is what he is. The two daughters are what they are because of a mama and daddy who sold themselves out to Jesus. Amen. Will you sell yourself out to Jesus? Amen. Will we honor this thing above all called marriage? That's one part of the closing of this message. Matthew 28, and we'll conclude there. I'm sorry it took so long. I didn't get it all in. I got what I could. God knows. Matthew 28, you all know this verse. It's the Great Commission. You know what? I got four sisters. One of them died in childbirth. I just told you about that. That's Taylor and Tyler's biological mom. My second oldest sister, she died in a car accident in Indianapolis. Some men who had just got out of prison in Indiana got somebody's rental car. They were driving in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. They were driving 105. They hit my sister T-Bone in her Tahoe, knocked her out. Another car hit her and killed her on the spot. Amen. I got a third sister that y'all don't know about. I love my sister. Amen. She's married to a woman out there in California. She's been a sodomite for at least 3 or 4 decades. I pray for her every day, and I try to keep the doorway open. Amen. But if she don't get right with God, she's 63 now. If she don't get right with God, she's going to bust hell wide open. Amen. I pray somebody will go to my sister and tell them about Jesus. Amen. She won't listen to me, but maybe she'll listen to somebody else. Amen. And I pray they'll go to her with the love of Christ. Amen. How many of y'all, don't y'all got some relative you won't save? They may not be a sodomite. Amen. Usually all of them, we got somebody. Alcohol, drugs, whatever the case may be. Amen. We got somebody. Verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations. You know what? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know what? Have ye not read? Do you see what Jesus said? Just go back to the Bible. Just go back to my plan. Amen. We want to deal with this. We need to go down there and lovingly and kindly tell them about Jesus. Amen. Maybe it'll just be passing them a track. Maybe it'll be getting into a conversation with them. Amen. But we need to reach these people for Christ. This isn't going to get better. This is going to get worse until we get engaged. Amen. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the power and the blood. Father, I pray for Emmanuel Baptist Church. I pray for our soul winning efforts. Even this week, it is another blitz weekend. I pray we might see fruit from it, but whether we see fruit or not, we pray that we would remain faithful, dear Heavenly Father. I pray that you would even now prepare hearts, minds, and souls and make a way for us to go down there on 15 and 16 August. Maybe more people than me and just Jim Bishop will go down there. And we can tell them about your son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Can the piano player play?